You're listening to CJLO News. Over 1,000 people gathered downtown Montreal over the weekend in a hands-off the Middle East protest, rallying against the United States and Israel's attacks on Iran, as well as continued military violence in Lebanon and Gaza. In late February, the United States and Israel began coordinated airstrikes across Iran, killing their supreme leader, Ali Khamenei. In those early strikes, a U.S. Tomahawk missile killed 175 people in a girls' elementary school, most of them children. In Montreal, these attacks have sparked outrage. At the hands-off the Middle East protest, flags from Iran, Lebanon, Palestine, Yemen, Sudan, and even flags from countries in the global south, including Cuba and Venezuela, waved over the heads of the crowd. The protest was organized principally by the Palestinian Youth Movement. Here is one of their organizers, Rama.
We're also seeing Canada continue to fuel this war and this genocide by sending weapons through the U.S., for example.
Rama mentioned Bill C-233, which seeks to tighten restrictions on weapons and weapons parts shipped from Canada to Israel through the United States. As recently as July of 2025, shipments of products labeled cartridges traveled from Montreal's Dorval Airport to Tel Aviv. This private member's bill has been introduced in Canada's parliament. The Palestinian youth movement would like to see it passed. The second group behind the protest was the Iranian-Canadian Congress. This is their president, Mona Ghassemi.
Foreign intervention is always more to the detriment of the people. And if the country were just left alone and we reestablished diplomatic policies, and if the powerful countries like United States, if they weren't putting this kind of pressure on the country, then we would be in a much better situation now. I understand that Canada did not get involved in the Iraq war. So it is possible to make a decisive statement against involvement in the war.
A small group of counter-protesters, totaling roughly 50 people at its peak, followed the protest. They waved pre-revolutionary Iranian flags as well as Israeli and U.S. flags. The group was pro-military action in Iran out of an anti-Iranian regime perspective. The group got close to the anti-war protesters and shouted to them until police removed them, arresting one individual. Despite this minor disruption, the protest ended peacefully. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.